Lake Parish Council, November meeting.
Tonight from Tig Outlaw, John Marshall and Naomi Goodall for various reasons. Anyone have any declarations of interest for matters on the agenda? Not already declared, days. No? Okay. Right. Minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of October. Does anyone have any problem with the accuracy of the minutes? Sign those off if you're all happy. Thank you, Mike. Right, item four, matters arising not requiring a resolution. Obviously your actions at the back of the minutes. Update on the toilets is actually on the agenda this evening, as is remembrance of Christmas.
The hall has been booked for 2022.
Lovely.
The grants have been distributed.
Okay.
I contacted Tesco manager about the War Memorial Junction. He is happy to have his arrow repainted pointing left.
It'll be a great help to us.
He's instructing his estates people. I wrote to Island Roads about potholed roads and got a bland response that they will no doubt want to comment on.
Do you want to pick that up under your updates at the end? Right. Yeah, because we need to talk about that, don't we? In a bit more detail.
I chased William Emmett, absolutely no progress at all on the Welcome Back bid, or indeed the one for, what was it?
The toilets, the changing places,
that's right. Marine Garden stop bids, I've got the quote from Island Roads.
That's on the agenda, so.
And that's it.
Do you want me to attack William Emmett, or are you happy to keep attacking him politely? We just have an update, we're not going to give us the money, just tell us. But the council's got a pot of money, it's supposed to be shared out to
town. So they haven't got it yet. They're waiting for it from government.
I'll email him because they can write. Okay. So all matters, the actions are covered. Okay. Right, discussion on overall beach safety, revetment, and the cliff safety. The reason I put this before update from Jackie is Jackie might want to hear our discussion around the instances. So first of all, now I've checked with Mike and I can do this. Councillor Marshall has given a statement he wants to be read out. I then need to say a few things from my perspective as well. So, dear councillors, I apologise for not attending this evening's meeting. I've asked the chairman to read out this statement verbatim. For 3 or 4 days around the 19th of October, there were various emails with respect to teenagers creating havoc in public areas around Lake and Sandown, some of which were reported to have been of a dangerous nature. I genuinely believe that as councillors, we have a duty to do something, and as such, I and others believe an EGM should be called. Although there were more than four people in agreement with the EGM, it was not called, resulting in my utter frustration that as councillors we were unable to act on behalf of the residents. This led me to my request for an agenda item, in brackets, to discuss the authority and usefulness of our parish council. I was disappointed that one councillor believed this to be a slight upon my integrity, and other councillors, and the fact that he intended to report me to the monitoring officer. At the time, I fervently believed that urgent action was needed to be taken. An EGM should have been called for us to discuss the matter, and in no way had I intended to slur anyone's integrity. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, and had we known what actions the Chair, Vice Chair and Clerk had taken, none of this would have been necessary, and I do understand the reason behind this, but notwithstanding that, I believe none of this warranted the personal remarks made against me. Finally, I can assure you that I will continue to act on behalf of those who elected me and hope that we can learn from this and come back together to act as a team. I'm not going to debate it because John's not here, but I just want to add a few comments myself. When this all happened, I was away. Didn't have my laptop. My only access to council emails is by my council laptop. I refuse to have council emails on my phone because I like to keep the two things separate. So I had no access to council emails. Adrian knows he can always ring me, and he did. Hotel I was in Cornwall, and Adrian told me what had been on social media and what Adrian had found out was going on, and I said to Adrian, you can act for me on the ground, because I know Adrian got involved with environmental health and bits and pieces. I spoke to Mike, and Mike immediately emailed Sarah Jackson and the Isle of Wight Council, which we'll update on in a second, and Adrian said to me, will you call an EGM? I said no. The EGM is not necessary. Why wait 2 weeks for a meeting when we could do things now, to act now, rather than wait 2 weeks for an EGM? An EGM can be called in two ways. I could call one, like I did in August, or three councillors can call an EGM. No one actually called an EGM. Lots of debate between all of you about an EGM, but no one actually emailed Mike, or three people didn't email Mike and say, we want an EGM. If they had, an EGM would have been called. But no EGM was officially called for. Might have been between councillors, but not with the person that matters, which is the clerk.
Can I just say one thing? An email is no good. It needs a thing with a signature.
Yeah. So individual emails, whatever. But Mike was never asked to call an EGM in accordance with the standing orders. Now, the power to stop all of this and arrest all of the police. But our job as councillors is to report things that are going on in our ward to make sure that we report things that need addressing. If I was here, would it have been done differently? I may have phoned everyone personally and said, look, this is what we're doing, this is how we're addressing it, are you happy with that? Let's get on with it. When I came back from holiday, there was a whole raft of emails, round robin emails. I hate round robin emails, they annoy me profusely, because I prefer personal emails. Anyway, there was no email trail that led me to think that an EGM had been called. And when I then shared with everyone what the great work that Mike had done with Sarah Jackson and the council, everyone thought, oh yeah, you did do something. There's nothing in the standing order saying how a chair, vice chair or clerk should be acting in an important situation that crops up. So we did what we thought was right. So, and the more important thing is we discuss the issue, not what we did. So to start with, has anyone got any issues with the way that we dealt with it when it first cropped up?
Can I just add something?
Of course you can.
I initially sent out an email just stating what had happened, but this time there was three instances. I think it's up to about five now. And I thought at the time, well, if this continues, one child got hit, not directly, but from the shattering of the glass. And I thought, well, it's a real safety issue. Initially, I thought the councillors would probably need to come together and work, though it's a policing issue in the Isle of Wight Council, to what pressure we could put onto the Isle of Wight Council. As Paul said, I initiated it, and I wasn't made in the councillors, but there were still three, and I did make it clear that they could still call an EGM by writing into Mike with a signature, but nobody did.
No.
And I did make it aware to those three councillors what action Mike had taken and the reason why an EGM was no longer needed, because we would have just instructed the clerk to write a letter, which all the letters were written.
Mike, anything you want to add?
No, I mean, it happened on a Saturday afternoon. I heard about it on Sunday morning. By close of play on Sunday, I had written to Sarah Jackson, my police superintendent for the island, and to the director of the Isle of Wight Council for the beach and cliff area, explaining what happened and asking them to address the matter. I had responses from both of them the following day. Sarah Jackson's just acknowledged and said she would get the sergeant to contact me. That hasn't happened, actually. And I had an email from Lee Matthews on the Isle of Wight Council, who arranged for the environment officer on the same Monday to carry out inspections. He inspected the revetment and found no broken glass, I think because the beach hut owners had swept it up by then. He went up on the cliff and found the bins with bottles in where they had obviously got their ammunition. They're actually in Sandown. They're where those sort of...
By the barracks.
Yeah. So Richard Priest was copied in as well. Apparently, those bins are not owned by anybody. The volunteers at the
Poo Museum
empty them, but obviously not often enough. I've asked Lee Matthews if he can consider some way of bringing in an emptying regime for them. I haven't heard back from him on that.
So, are we happy that all the confusion around what happened in a short space time was correctly acted by the council? Yes, sir.
So, the first instance was by strollers. I was alerted to that on Facebook. There was a secondary incident up near Lake Cliff Gardens. I tried to, on social media, it was urging them to contact the police, but they didn't. And I said, because the police build up data. There's been another couple of silly incidents down there. There's been two in Shanklin, one where Toppin's Ice Cream was, and one where the steps are. They've actually smashed holes. They threw rocks through the roofs, the flat roofs, and the Ferncliff Hotel. It could be fair to say that there has been an increased presence in the Bay Area, and there was a notice that there's, correct me if I'm wrong, Jackie, there are 14 antisocial behaviour notices put out in the Bay Area, and three... So the police have been visibly seen around. We did have Lee Matthews come to Shanklin meeting. They have also written to the Police and Crime Commissioner, highlighting the lack of response initially. So I think everything that was done by all three councils in the Bay Area has been covered.
And thankfully, Shell, your thought, I know you're down at Redmond far more than we are.
Yeah.
And I know that you made an interesting comment. It's been happening for years on and off, hasn't it?
It has happened, yeah, for years on and off. In fact, so much so now that I think when we have, because sometimes we walk to work, sometimes we drive.
Yeah.
And quite often, you usually find it happens before they leave school. So it's usually exam results time or something. They're letting off a little bit of steam, teenagers. And there's quite often glass, but it tends to be strollers side. So it's more Sandown end than Lake end. And quite often there is glass on that revetment and you just think, oh, somebody's... But you don't realise, actually, a lot of the time it does come over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for years. For years.
Strollers, technically, I believe, I'm right, strollers technically is in the ward of Lake.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Just on the boundary.
I think strollers does come under the boundary of Lake. Or on the board. But anyway, it's a whole revetment issue, isn't it? It's not a new one.
Totally, yeah. No, it's not. It's not. And it has happened... As far, you know, it's happened to us.
Yeah.
And we've got Harley to run up the cliff, but by the time, you know, he's the fittest of all of us. But by the time he's got up there, they're long gone.
Yeah.
But if it's not bottles, it's rocks, it's anything. But by the time it gets down there, no matter what it is, it's very, very dangerous.
Yeah. And I think, as Adrian said, it's about reporting things, isn't it? Yes, Jenny?
I normally do a litter pick going up Lake Hill and the Battery Gardens. One Sunday a month, my own, and 2 weeks ago, just as I think Adrian had let me know that there was on that Saturday, I said to you actually that day before there was about 8 bottles just lying. I'd come from the Tesco, and they were just thrown. Empty bottles were just thrown. I'd never seen that before. They were actually discarded all the way up the road, and were in the Heights. There as well, so don't normally get the bottles.
No, it's difficult to lot them over the cliff, and I think it wasn't targeted because if you lob them over the cliff, you can't see the revetment at all.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. I think it's just generally just a bit of a game, lobbing it over.
Yeah. You have any more comments, I guess, Sue?
Yeah, just getting back to the actions, what happened.
Yeah.
This is for all councillors. We voted these two gentlemen into this job, and Mike has been with us for years, who is a really good clerk. So we should have the confidence in them to do what is the correct thing. We can't do anything. The police don't want umpteen phone calls, but it would have helped if we hadn't had the call for an EGM, because that gets one or two councillors a bit sort of buoyed up. So we should avoid doing that sort of thing. But, you know, and it would have been helped if we were told straight away, don't worry, the chair and the vice chair and the clerk, they're dealing with it.
Yep.
And this is what we've done, and it's all being seen to. You know, we can't do anything, but we've done it and we've passed it on to the people that can do it.
I'll get that.
So, because, you know, I got these emails while I was at work, and it kept going, beep, 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 beep. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? You know,
and that's why whenever I'm on a Sunday night, first thing I do when I go on a Sunday night, I'll send you all an email, because I had no access to my council emails for the week I was away. So if I was here, would I have done, I'd probably have emailed everyone and say, this don't worry about social media, you know, Adrian, myself and Mike are on it.
Yes,
this
that's
is what we've
right.
done. And I do agree that it's a place for an EGM, and that wasn't it.
And
it
was
more urgent than that in some respect. We needed to get Sarah Jackson involved down on Sunday, not a week and a half later for an EGM. So there would be. Yeah.
And as I say, the councillors voted you in to do these jobs, let you do the jobs.
Thank you. Anyone else, any comments before we bring Jackie in? Jackie, over to you. I just want you to hear that. You hear that? Yeah, that what we were thinking first, because it, you know.
Yeah, no.
As Michelle said, it happens a lot, but in any instance is not good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in this role 15 years. I've had Lake for 15 years, and I would hope that I would know Lake inside out. And yes, we do have sporadic times when we've got kids going out, but I think that particular incident, that was reported that day. Was actually down by, it was Sandown, it wasn't Lake, it actually was Sandown. So I think I had a text from you, Paul, was it? You texted me and I was off duty.
Yes.
And I said, I'm sure it would be reported. I'm like you, I'm off duty, but I will always, if something's happening and I think it's urgent, I will deal with it, or I'll report back and say, right, contact somebody. So tonight is my night off, but I've come in, and most of my time, if I've got parish council, I will always come in, because I feel I've got a duty to come here. I don't know, many people don't go to their parish council meetings.
No.
But I attend mine each month if I can. If I can't attend, I'll send a report to Mike, and we have comms that.
That'd be helpful, yeah.
That particular thing, I spoke to the informant that called that in. We had no victim on that particular day. No one, we've got no details of who got hurt or anything. We've got nothing. There was one call that we received, apparently, because I was on leave, so I had to sort of check on this when I come back. I spoke to the informant that rang it in, and she was a holiday maker, and she had been walking. She described that something had come over, and it was by the lifeboat park down by Sandown, and that she called in. I think one of the response teams had turned there, and I think neighbourhood's team turned up as well, but everyone had discarded by then. I think then we then got a call up to one of the hotels, the Derrick Hotels, which we were getting some news going into quite a lot there, and I think Sandown councillors are aware of that and they're trying to deal with it. So anyway, on the back of all this that's been happening, we have got a small group going around, okay, they're not late children, I think probably one of them group is probably late, but there are a group going around that have been causing some antisocial behaviour. We've got no evidence that they're linked to that particular thing that happened on that day. We've got no CCTV, and if we're out on patrol and we're patrolling that, then they're not going to be doing them things when we're there. They're doing them things when we're not there, and that's why I've got neighbourhood watch schemes running, because when I'm not there, the public are my eyes and my ears for me to help. I've got a really good neighbourhood watch along the cliff path, which is Glen. I've had that running probably 10 years now, and they know how to contact me and say, John, is that John's one of my neighbourhoods there. So, for me, when something goes wrong with Lake and I get bad, because I think that sort of really hits hard with me, you know, because I think I do patrol the area. I've got a patrol plan that I stick to. I'm in the schools every 2 weeks. I do beat surgeries in the schools. I'm down at Morrison's doing beat surgery. I attend my parish council meeting. So I would honestly like to say that I'm out there and doing that. Anyway, we've got this new patrol thing going on. It's a new operation that we've got called Operation Spider, and that is where we've got groups where 14 letters were given out to young people, and it's part of an ASB full letter processing. So it's not where they've been identified as causing problems, but they've been in a group and there might be a bit of ASB going around in a particular area. Parents have been spoken to, they've all been visited. Some of them have been referred to YOT, which is Youth Offending, because what we want to try and do is nip it in the bud early, before they then go on to creating any more. We've been in touch with housing, the councillors, and Julian Ways, was it?
Yes.
And what we've done, identify some areas for him to go to, which I think he's going to be going out in the next couple of weeks, with some yellow tabards on, trying to identify these spots where the youths are hanging around and just having a chat with them. And we're waiting for some funding, hopefully, for Lake, which you talked about here
from
the last parish council, because we've got nothing in Lake and Sandown really for the youth.
He has secured the funding. He's putting the programme together.
Exactly.
To start this month.
Shanklin have got Lucky Youth Club, and we don't have nothing much here. So we are targeting, we go around, we were out last night, and whenever we're on, we'll go and patrol the areas. Names are taken down of anyone that are in groups, why are they there, why are they not at home, and stuff like that. So, and obviously, uniform patrols will be going on. As I said, we're working with the Isle of Wight Council, Debbie Andre, Children's Services, Housing, to support this. And that's where we are at. Now, I just did a 90-day search on my beat for ASB in Lake, and we've only had two in 90 days, and that was in New Road, so that could be just something on there. So I will do a regular check on my beat. If I'm not there, I will get notifiers of what's been happening while if I've been off for 4 days and that. So Ben did pass, Sarah Jackson did pass the email down the chain. It went to Ben. I did try to contact you, Michael, because I knew that I was going to come tonight to give you an update. So it gone down, and I spoke to you, because I think you can wait at the time, and so hence that's why I'm here tonight. So we are doing something, we are all working along with, but what we will say is that it has to be reported. If it's on Facebook, it's no good to us, but it needs to come through on 101 or through the reporting channel, whether it's online, so that we've got a trail of it, because we only had one trail of that weekend, one fall. And where the other point, and I think that's what happens on Facebook, lots of people will go on there and say stuff, oh yeah, this is down there, but this, we've not had those reports.
I'm grateful, I've just written my beacon article, and I put down about Rebecca, and I said, my message is, can people please report things?
Yes.
Same with the Fairway Junction.
Yes.
Report any near misses. If you don't report it, the stats will say
exactly
nothing's happening.
It doesn't happen. If it's not written down, I always say to people, if it's not written down, it doesn't happen. You know, it needs to come through. And we've got online reporting now. We've got, I mean, I know 101 can be a bit difficult sometimes to get through to.
Right.
But yeah, we have got tools on there. And you know, even Crime Stoppers, if you don't even want to give your name or something like that, you can always do it through Crime Stoppers.
So the message for us, if we see something on Facebook, we should respond to that and say, please report it, 101 or online.
Yeah, and I've just put a post out on last week about ASD and how to report it on Facebook. Because I know a lot of people now are using Facebook, and so, and we use a system called Orlo now, and that will go through Facebook as well as Twitter, and I'll put as much as I can on there to say, I mean, we have got a trend, we have got a group or something going around, and you see them, just report it.
Yeah.
And then we will pick that up, because we monitor that all the time as well. So.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, several times on these reports on Facebook, you may have seen that I've actually put up how to report it online.
Yeah.
And I get messages back in and I say, but nobody takes any notice.
But
and I know that. And I tell them they do.
Yeah.
And then people say, look, like you said, the 101, they spend 20 minutes and they don't.
Yeah.
And I do put it up.
So the quickest way,
online.
If it is recorded, it's definitely recorded and we get it.
As long as you find the right category online.
Yeah.
Once you get past the category button, it's easy to do. Just selecting the right category to put it in. But you're right.
Yeah,
as councillors, but we need to encourage people that contact us or post stuff to say, look, report it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, your statistics say one instance in Lake. We might know there's more than one.
Exactly.
But the system says one.
Next one down.
And on Saturday this week, we're down at the high school, and so we've got a survey going as well. So you know, like where do you want us, and you know, where do you think your problems are, where you live, and where would you like to see all these things seem to be. So I mean, it does come through. It does filter through. Ben gave it to me. I responded. And I knew I was going to come tonight because I knew the team went on tonight. No one's on tonight, so it was going to be to come. So
thank you. Any more parts of your update, or just a few questions?
No, that's it really. Just to say that they're on Saturday, you know, they want to come down to report anything, like an online survey.
Okay.
The team are down there, Sergeant will be there as well.
Yes, Shane, a question for Jackie.
Just thank you for the extra patrols, and also on social media, I haven't seen anything in the last probably week to 8 days, so whatever you're doing is probably working.
Yeah, well, that'll hopefully, yeah. So we will, and what we've got to say now is that the trains are back on. Now, that helps me massively, because I can, like, my foot patrol in, because it's really difficult when you've got to do a whole area. So what I will do is that if I get off at Lake and do a certain area, it goes off to Sandown, and then come back along Battery Gardens and all that. So that's been a real benefit having the trains as well, because, you know, I can get about a lot more. But yeah, we have got a patrol plan that we stick to, and we've got an area. So if I pick anything up from a parish council meeting, that will go on my priority from a public perspective and say, right, this is what's happening there. So, and I will patrol that, whether it's KFC or around the back there. That seems to have gone quiet again now, all around the back there.
Yeah.
So we go and patrol it again. But you'll find
and
that
the cemetery goes
quiet. That's it, that's
what
it was. That's it, because that was one of my priorities. But if the kids see us, they're not going to do anything over there. It's when we're not there, and that's when we really rely on the public through either neighbourhood watch or online report and say, Jackie, they're in there, will give me a text, and then if I'm not on, I'll just text the team and say, right, can you go down, this is where they are at the moment. So there's loads of ways of getting to me or to the team, just saying, right, they're out there now, Adrian, you've got my number, just quickly give me a text. If I'm off duty, I must say I'm not on, but I will quickly put that text through to the team, and they will be out for me. So.
Any more questions for Jackie? Thank you for coming this evening. I know you're busy. I know you're not working this evening. You know, and I know you've got to tell your boss what you're doing every 5 minutes, and look forward to seeing you Saturday morning as well.
Yes.
Thank you. You can stay for the rest of the meeting, or you can make your excuses.
I'll just pop if you don't mind. Because I've got some things to do. But unless anybody's got anything for me.
Any questions from the floor for Jackie?
I just
want
to go to the next meeting and watch.
Yeah, we'll go to the next meeting. I've just emailed Jane Lynch.
So Lake itself has got quite an active neighbourhood watch set up.
Yeah, and not a lot of people have said, and that's really important because, you know, as I said, you know, they're my eyes and my ears when I'm not there, and just report something to me, and then what we tend to do is have a meeting in the summer, one in the winter months, and if there's a trend going on, then I'll say, well, this has been happening, and if not, then just let me know what's been happening. And that's that.
Jackie, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Item 7, planning applications. First one, 21/01831, 16 Cliff Way. Both gable end and dormers?
Yeah, this is converting a bungalow to a two-storey house by putting a room in the roof and, of course, then gable windows. There has been a public objection from one of the neighbours who says it will cause overlooking, and I can see that that's probably the case. So do we want to support that as an objection?
You got any comments? We had gable end down Fairfield Gardens, didn't we? That's
which was granted. Which was granted.
Overlooked. I went in someone's garden and saw it may overlook, but it was granted. Because, it wasn't, that overlook. So if we have any objections, we can object. Will we just have no comment?
I don't see the point regarding what's happened with the history of gable ends and dormers with planning officers. Because it was delegated, wasn't it? It wasn't, it was a delegated responsibility.
Yeah. So we'll move, no comment on that one. Okay. 21/01837, 12 Lake Common Road, conversion to two subtained flats.
Something they tried before, having two self-contained properties upstairs, and it was refused. And they've now come back with a smaller scheme with just one bed self-contained unit.
Someone looked at it? Comments? Looks okay to me, to be honest. They've revised the scheme from the first objection. There were no
comments on it when I looked this afternoon.
They haven't just resubmitted the original plans like some people do. They have actually tried to
revised it.
Yeah, a proper revision. So no comments?
Let them get on with it.
Okay. 21/01847 Westlake Avenue, proposed rear extension and loft conversion.
Yeah. And this is a small extension on the back and converting the loft, but with just one gable. Hasn't attracted any objections.
I go up that road quite often because I've got all my residents up there who always ask me to go and see them. I don't see any objection with this. It's around the back, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the extension is around the back of the back garden, effectively. So, has anyone got any comment? You don't comment?
I didn't look at that one, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I couldn't find it.
21/00027 Lampine Primary and Broadley School, as you know, 2018, Mr. Smith, you're going to declare an interest now, aren't you? Adrian will declare an interest.
I won't participate.
Mr. Smith put in an application for a large bungalow down the side of the footpath, right by the side of the school. He got declined. He appealed and lost. Got declined for six reasons, I believe. He's applied again. He's been declined again because five of the six reasons still exist. Still an ancient burial ground. It still overlooks the school. Still not suitable. It's too big. He's now appealed that to the planning inspectorate. Decision probably won't be till the new year, so you can still do comments if you wish. I believe the council has put a... I've done a comment. All the residents have done a comment. John's done a comment, haven't you, John? And I know that all the house owners have done a comment. I think it's just... I don't think it'll go through, but as the story, he's linked to land behind KFC as well. So it's a... You know, I hope it won't go through, but it's a planning inspector mechanism. I don't think as a council we have commented once. Will you visit it, I believe? Okay. Item 8. Resolved provision of dog bins at Merry Gardens.
Yeah, I had a quote from Ireland Roads for purchasing and installing two dog bins, £427, which is the going rate. And then, of course, we'll pay the standard rate for having them emptied.
That's not each, that's for the two, isn't it?
That's for the two.
Yes, yeah.
How much is it to empty the... How much is it to empty a bin these days?
£2 or something.
I know it does. Sorry, I haven't brought
it,
paper.
It's just it's about £3, isn't it?
So it's about £3 a week?
No, it's not. Well...
£3 an empty?
Yeah.
Well, how often are they emptied?
It's supposed to be done every week, and I thought it was near 20, but there we go.
I'm sure it was.
I'll find out later.
Yeah. We'll clarify that.
I'm not opposed to having them. I just wondered how much it costs to have them emptied.
If you remember, we actually, one was sanctioned in the last financial year we ever spent, you know, we never did. So I'll be happy to agree two dog bins, or an extra one, on top of what we've been agreed for the Merry Gardens estate.
Have we decided where they're actually going?
Yeah.
We have had a conversation with the Resident Association where the second one is required. The first one, as they said, was down the roundabout end. We already discussed that last week. The second one, the residents have now confirmed where they want the second one to be positioned.
Yeah, I've sent that to you on the road, so happy with that.
From May, you're happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So as a council, are we happy to sign this off?
Yeah.
No one against? Anyone abstaining? Okay, unanimously agreed. Okay, Remembrance Sunday, 14th of November.
Yeah, I think everything has finally come together.
God, I'm going to be there, it's easy to say that.
Yes, it's not helped by my not being there. Dave and Sue won't be there, and Sue, Paul and John won't be there. So, and we're a bit short of experience in terms of what happens. But we've got the Reverend John Izzard, the Methodist minister. He's about to talk to Paul, but I've set out an order of service and arrangements. And we have the loudspeaker in the care of Mr. Stephen Parks, who is going to turn up with it and set it all up. I've given Paul this evening
a
wreath, the order of service, the crosses and the bodies for him to liberally distribute around the site.
For me personally, the script of who says what and when it's said, is that in there as well?
Yes, that's the order of service, as
right.
I call it.
Okay.
And what you will need, there's two stiffened boards in there with the names to be read out. You
right.
need to split those between two people,
yep.
one to read one and one to read the other.
Yeah.
One's one-sided, one's two-sided, just to make it awkward.
Right.
somebody needs to bring about 8 foot of string in order to tie down the wreaths afterwards.
Right.
So they don't blow away. It just involves threading through round,
okay.
Tying a knot. Otherwise, I think everything's there.
Okay. So, at 2:30, the order of what's, who says what? Who's the officiant? Is that the vicar?
That's the vicar. I'm afraid Sue, as you know, the Church of the Good Shepherd is very high.
Right.
Church of England. And they call their vicars officiants. So Sue insisted on changing that last time. And I must confess this is the 2019 one, just printed off again. I didn't change that. But yes, it's the minister.
So the minister.
Methodist vicars like to be called ministers.
Yes. Perhaps we should change that back to ministers.
Excuse me, the officiant.
What?
Once we get back to normal, I'll change it. Yeah.
When you said master of ceremonies, well, is that the officiant?
Bring your baton.
Okay. So
the cadets will be there.
Bugler.
And Jackie May will be there with a wreath, hopefully, if she can find one.
I know you're going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going to be there, Missy. You're not going to be there. Sorry. Jenny, you'll be there?
Yes.
Can I just ask what condition are the crosses in?
They're all right. The wooden crosses.
You need to get cleaned up and take them out.
I'll do that.
That's the problem. The same line of the crosses.
On the email it said you needed 81 crosses.
What's that?
That's the Christmas thingy. That's the Lights of Love thing, round a tree, on the 11th of December. The little label things are to tie on the tree.
Right.
They're all the services.
They all go in the trough, the crosses.
There are no crosses in here.
Mm.
There's a wreath. There's more. How much is that? Oh, that's the.
That's the.
Yeah.
Things to be done.
Well,
I think we'll have to see without crosses.
Sue Borson said to me the other day the crosses are in New Road toilets in the.
Well, that's where that's come from.
Storeroom.
I've got
the
key to that. Come on
now.
No,
you haven't got them in there.
No,
you'd
know
if you got them in there.
Yeah, they're that heavy.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, they should have gone in before today. Charge of investments. Not in there.
The poppies. Okay. Right. So we haven't got the crosses. Have Bryce and Landscaping now done the. Oh, we were waiting for Bryce and Landscaping to do the.
It's been done.
We couldn't put the cross there until Bryce and Landscaping had done their work down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've now done that.
I'll have a look in the morning, see if I can find the crosses.
Okay.
Beth's got the key to the couple of poppies for the crosses, I guess.
It's popping. There are some poppies in here. But I think we can put the cross there. If we find the crosses, if you let Adrian know,
yeah.
Then perhaps we can meet and do them.
I need to go in now.
What's
that? We can still do the crosses if you want to do the crosses.
Yeah.
We'll
have to wait for Bryston to do the
crosses.
Yeah,
Saturday
no,
morning.
I'm saying they need, if you find them, they need to go in now.
Yes, tomorrow.
Okay. We'll
tomorrow afternoon, won't we?
We'll be at the funeral tomorrow. Be early in the morning if necessary.
We'll see what state they are on
okay.
Anyway.
If you have a look, Beth, and
yeah.
If they're early, okay. Okay. Everyone happy remembrance? Right. Review the arrangements for Christmas, 11th of December.
Yeah. Now, this is at Thurles Green. The Christmas tree lights will be switched on by then.
I've got to look up for yeah.
John Izzard will again come along. And lead the carol singing.
That's nice.
You've got the things for there. Yeah. Do you want me to look after them until?
I should be on. I won't be on the island the 11th of December, so I won't be there. So, yes.
I'll also let them.
You will.
But the White Diamonds Marching Band will be there to play you the carols.
What time is it?
Sorry?
12:30.
12:30.
12:30
to 11. The jewel is it for the empty hall?
And
this hall is available if it's raining.
Okay. More questions on Christmas?
Can I just say, somebody got the message that I would do the refreshments, and I don't remember agreeing to that.
All refreshments for the Christmas?
Christmas, yeah.
Oh, you did, yes.
No, I'm kidding.
We've not had refreshments at Christmas, have we?
Well, only when we used to go in the stage.
Only when parish council
meeting. Yeah. Mum outside.
He used to have a glass of sherry.
Only when Jerry was alive.
No, and then we went into the charity shop.
Oh, what you mean here?
That's right, yes.
Theory used.
Oh, we went into the pub as well.
Theory used to bring some cookies to the shop.
Yeah, I'm not so sure we're allowed a glass of sherry in here.
No, you certainly wouldn't be.
Not in Methodist, I'm afraid.
No, I know that. Yeah.
So stand outside.
I think we'll forget that aspect of the December.
No, mince pie, though.
You could always put it in the mince pies.
Yeah, extra sherry in the mince pies.
We've got time to sort that out.
Okay, so no bet you're not doing all the catering for the Christmas.
Thank you.
So some hummus nodding behind you, so that's all right. Okay. Happy Christmas. Well, we've gone to Lake Ripples. Lake Ripples has actually, we've got one out in time for amendments, which was good. There were a few little tweaks that you're making to it, which we've done, but yes, mate.
Can someone take a photo at the remembrance service that we can put in the next one?
Yep. The first Ripples has gone out, which is good. No advertisers have dropped out from what I gather from Kay, so all our advertisers are still on board, which is good. Next edition is planned for January. And I know that between now and then all advertisers are going to be contacted to try and freshen up their adverts a bit. So some of them might be a bit tired, a bit out of date. So there's a couple of a little time this meeting was advertised 15 minutes wrong, but that's going to be adjusted for the next meeting. I know Jenny had a little issue with her bio, but you know, I still believe that, to me, Sandown Zoo is still Sandown Zoo. If you say, well, what's the Wild Heart? I know they've pulled the Wild Heart Trust, but it's Sandown Zoo. Always will be, as far as I'm concerned, a Sandown Zoo. You know, someone said, yeah, they were the Wild Heart Trust, or what's that? Oh, the zoo. Oh, the zoo. So I think that was...
Well, it's an animal sanctuary now.
Yeah, but I think, in fact, your wire refers to Sandown Zoo, I think is spot on. I think Adrian's phone number was slightly incorrect, but, you know, that will all be corrected. And I think, you know, the Ripples can go from strength to strength. We agreed last time, of course, slight increase in advertising costs. So, happy Ripples?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice transition. That was a nice transition.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a new editor will always make slight changes, but it wasn't massively different from what it was. And, I think it's a good time to freshen it up a little bit, but not, you know, and it is the envy of other town councils. You've got to remember that. You know, Sandown Town Council would love to have the Ripples. If we could get it to balance out money-wise in the future, great, but it's a good way of getting our messages around. Okay, yes, Adrian.
Just on the Ripples, councillors' bios for January.
I'm going to talk to the editor about bios because I think in the first year, the new councillors should be the one to do their bios. And I include Dave in that. As a new councillor for this.
I was the first one in there, believe it or not.
Okay, well my suggestion to the editor is going to be Jenny's had her bio.
That was 6 years ago.
Michelle should go next. John should have also have a bio in there, as should I, and as should you, as the five new councillors to Lake. I think that would be the first five editions should be the five newer councillors, and then we go on from there. But so I'm going to suggest to Kay that she contacts you about doing a bio for the next Ripples. and then perhaps we'll do, and then John will do the next one, and then I said Dave's done one before and so have I, but it's important that we do them as well, Dave, at some point in the future next year.
I think I've still got the copy that mine was in, so I'll just photocopy that.
But please change a couple of words. Someone's got
to spot
it. You know, it's important we have councillors' bios in there, right? It's important that, you don't want more than one in an addition. And then over a 2-year period, of course, we'll get covered, once, less than that, so we'll do that. Yes, Amy, does that cover your point? Right. Item 12, update on public toilet improvements.
Mm. The easy one. Mark Jeffries drew up a specification for us for what needs doing at the revetment. He tried to slip in showers, but took that as that has gone out to 6 different painters and decorators with a request that we get prices in by the end of this month. I'm sure we'll get one price in because Mark Jeffries is one of the 6. So that's all in hand. The big, what I call the big scheme at New Road, remember we had proper specification drawn up. That was sent out to 6 different construction companies on the Isle of Wight. None of them put in a bid. I'm talking to the architect. He says they've all got more work than they know what to do with. It's not an easy job. They'd rather have the easy jobs. It's difficult getting hold of materials, blah, blah, blah. Sounds a bit odd to me, but I have a suspicion there's a kind of mafia amongst the builders on the Isle of Wight, and they probably all get together and decide what they're going to do, but I'm sure I won't minute that. In terms of what we can do about it, his only suggestion is we go to the mainland. But I really don't know whether it's worth doing that. It's going to be a hellish lot more expensive than using a local firm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, all we're looking for at this stage is a quote.
Yeah.
So we can go to the public with a consultation. Do they want us to spend money on that design? We're not asking them to actually commit to do the work, are we? We just want a quote.
Well, except that
if
having
quote,
put in
it,
a quote, if we then appoint someone, we'd expect them to do it.
But the point is, we get a quote, we discuss it as a council, we've got to go to public consultation. We're not talking about them doing the work this side of 6, 8, 9 months away, are we?
So,
it's been going on for 10 years.
The alternative to the big scheme is the little scheme, which is craning in a unit of self-contained coin in the slot toilets. So I've asked for a revised quote on that, and I've asked for the same for Lake Cliff Gardens. But that hasn't emerged by today. I'm promised it by the December meeting.
I mean, if we can't supply one of the options, which is to rebuild New Road completely as a square building, then we can't consult on it, because we can't supply it. We just have to consult.
Well, we can consult on leaving as it is or demolishing it and putting in a unit.
Yeah. Adrian.
I was going to say, I haven't personally, if we have to, I haven't got a problem to go into a mainland company to get a quote on this, because usually they use their agencies. So if they got a project on the island, there was one He-Man agencies, I think it's now in Bournemouth, that they do a lot. So basically they've got a list of island people, labourers or people to put a foot in, or steel workers, though it could be a mainland contractor, it still would supply it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they've recruited some local labour, but they've got to have the supervision and checking as they go along that the right things have been done. To be honest, public toilets are difficult projects. The plumbing and the electrics is quite involved, and I think that's what scared them off. They don't want to do it, or they don't feel they can do it, or
well, Shanklin seems to have done it quite
successfully. They just said the toilet blocks, not the squared off building. I think there's two things here. First, if the architect is saying try and get mainland quotes, we try and get mainland quotes. If we don't get any quotes, we then go, what we've got in front of us will be three things: cost to tart up the revetment, Lakeview Gardens as a new unit, and flatten new road and have a new unit down there. So that would be something we can consult on. These are the three options we've got. Well, four options: do nothing, or these three options. We'll have something to, consult the public with, but we can't get a quote for the whole lot. Yes, Sue?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, ideally, we would like to have the new two places that are new and have the building, etc. But if we can't do that, I noticed in the IWalk bulletin, I can't remember where it was, they took over an old shop, and that's going to be there. It's going to be a meeting room or whatever. Surely can't we do that? Take over a shop in the village or something, and make that our area for holding our meetings? Or because that's the thing. We want a meeting room, and we also want it on the toilets because we own that land.
Yeah.
Well, surely if we're not going to be able to do what we want to do with that land, then surely we should say, right, well, perhaps we could just have toilets put in, fancy ones that you pay for, and maybe look for somewhere else that we can refurbish to make into a meeting room.
Newport and Carisbrook are taking over the old
Edinburgh Woolen
shop.
Okay.
But of course, what they are paying at the moment is rent on offices, which they will save when they move. They're a bit of a different league to us.
Yeah,
what the lease of the Edinburgh Wooden Mill shop is going to be. Something like $1,800 a month, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's
about $30,000 a year.
I think Newport Community have bought the shop, haven't they? In Powell Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt if they bought the shop. I think they probably bought the lease.
Most probably, yeah.
Well, or perhaps we better put things on hold for 3 months and see if we suddenly start getting people wanting to do building work.
Well, yeah. Let's try the mainland route first and see if that brings up anything.
And what we can do is to get a price for revetment and a price for two blocks, brand new blocks to be put in, and make it regard to the new road. So at least you've got some options on the table too. And if we can't, presumably, if we put a block in a new road and flatten the rest of it, it doesn't stop us building onto it in the future, does it?
No.
If we actually if we had to put a block of clay toilets down there,
you'd have a lot of spare land, yeah.
We could build a meeting room in the future. We want a builder give us a quote for it.
Don't need planning permission if you get one of these rigid tent things that they do. You know those domes?
Yeah.
Temporary. You don't need a planning permission.
Because we want to meet in a tent, do we?
No, not in the winter.
But yeah, so we could, if we had something on the table for the two toilets and three toilets, we could consult with the public on that's what we've got. And so give the option of building in the future if we need it.
Just to remember, wasn't going out to consultation.
No. Yep.
It's the two.
The mainland for a new road.
I think it's worth it. If that's what the agent is telling us to do, or the architect is telling us to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's got a lot of choice, does he?
Okay, we'll take his advice.
He wants the ongoing business.
Okay. So we have progressed a little bit, and hopefully some decisions we can make in the new year on something. Okay. Any more questions on toilets? Right. Payments.
Build flats on top of them.
Payments as per the report. Mike's issued his October payments, September. Do you have any questions on the payment schedule for October?
Can you just remind me on the, I know the environmental officer and ground maintenance, just remind me why we're paying nearly $7,500 for that?
Well, the environment officer's only about £500 of that. The rest of it is the grounds maintenance.
Which grounds?
The little bits and pieces all over Lake that get...
I just want to make sure that they're not actually charging us for Lake Cliff Gardens.
No, it's not.
Because that's a principle.
Definitely not Lake Cliff Gardens.
Right, okay. Then.
Say that without a doubt.
That's not monthly, though, is it? That's
no, that's an annual fee.
That's the annual fee.
So it's around about £7,000. State Environment Officer, £500, it's about £7,000 for a year to maintain all of our green spaces.
It's like the Lake Green Road, the old Lake Green down there.
Where they put the where the bridge was broken forever, and they put it on, put a new one there. Oh, there. Okay.
Next week, Thurles Green as well.
Yes.
Yes.
They must do.
Yeah.
They came and took out all the bindweed or whatever it was in there.
Which is starting to grow back again.
Yeah, well, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. No, it's all right, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure they're not trying to charge us for Lake Cliff Gardens.
Not Lake Cliff Gardens.
Because it's a principal part.
They floated the idea of us taking over Lake Cliff Gardens, but they've never come back.
No.
It doesn't include the...
They tried it on
beds down by the War Memorial, does it?
No.
That's separate. But what about where the two soldiers are in the co-op? That's co-op land, isn't it?
That's co-op. They look after that, yeah.
So was it the car that took the flowers out? Jenny went down and weeded it because it was a bit weedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the little rose garden that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jenny went down and weeded it. Then someone took out the flowers the same day.
Darren, but he saw me do it, and they gave me a cup of tea, and I was just weeding. And then 2 hours later, he was doing the memorial cenotaph planters, and then. I said, oh, you know, it's looking really good. I'd gone out for an hour, come back, and went back into the co-op and said, oh, what's Darren done? Because he'd taken, so it took me an hour to do all the lovely rose bed, and it's red geraniums in there, and they're still flowering a little bit, and they look lovely for this weekend. And he's taken all out.
Who's Darren?
He's the, it's on his, isn't it the one that was doing the...
Brightstone landscape.
Yeah.
I never gave him any instructions at all about the co-op flower
bed. He's pulled all the flowers out.
He's pulled all the flowers out, but some nice small spring flowers.
Oh, he's has replaced them.
Yeah, it's just that we had red ones in there. And it was perfectly all right, and I'd just been there an hour.
I don't know what gave him that idea. They've never done anything apart from the horse trough and the wall memorial.
Okay. So, everybody.
And really, I suppose they shouldn't really be in there doing it, because that is co-op land.
It's co-op land, so yeah. Right.
I mean, they're more than happy for to go in, Jenny to go in.
I said, I'll just weed around, because I know they're watering it. And now and again they weed, and I felled weed this time, the bed, and cut all the geraniums, and there was about 25 geraniums, and they looked lovely.
They dug them all up.
They dug them all up.
And charged us for the
you can leave them in,
I'll drop it in an email.
I think it'd be appropriate, my guess.
I don't know if it's the gardener, or, I mean, there's a gentleman, I might be getting this wrong, I'd spoken to the lady in the co-op, if you don't care.
Babs.
Yeah, the short hair.
They'll be doing tea and coffee after the service.
Yes, so I said thank you very much, and I've been in there, and said I'll see you Sunday. And they offered me a cup of tea, it was really good of them. And so I did that, and I couldn't carry the waste home, so I said, can I put it round the back? And they agreed. Two gentlemen in the office, and I just said hi, And I didn't know if it was, because one of the funeral directors is a gardener, so I didn't know if it was him.
Which sounds right.
We're not certain it's Brightstone.
No, so I would honestly
be surprised if Brightstone had gone across there, because
I've never done that before. So it might be the other gentleman in the funeral care.
Think
that's a gardener. So I might have got muddled up.
Shouting at him.
Is there flowers there though now?
Yes. Yeah, but they're very small, little polyanthus and things, and it's just they're all nice red. You've got the roses, of course, didn't touch those. But they've taken out wherever it was, has taken out all the red geraniums.
Well, it's selling in their front garden.
Oh, well. At least it's got flowers.
It's got flowers.
It's neat and tidy, so it might have been.
Any more questions on the payments schedule? Happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike? Okay. Reports from the clerk.
Yeah, as I said, I've been in contact with Lee Matthews about the bins located in Battery Gardens, managed by volunteers, he says, but he's looking at removing them temporarily while they sort something definitive out. And I had a response from Island Roads about all the potholed roads in Lake, which I circulated. Did it all reach you?
Yeah, I sent
it after my email packed up.
I'd like a few words on that, Chairman, when the time comes.
Yeah. Of course you can.
Going back to toilets, I had a request from a lady that a nappy changing table be put in the revetment ladies' toilet. And that isn't on the schedule of works that Mark Jeffries put together. To be honest, I can't see where there's the room for it. It's very narrow.
Unless they got rid of one toilet.
So I don't know what you feel about that. I didn't promise her anything. I just said I'd mention it tonight.
No legal responsibility to do one if we do it, have we?
No.
You can get the fold-up ones that, like in the swing, you know, the heights, they fold up against the wall. And so if you wanted to pull that down, you can't use the seat in the changing room, but you can do the baby, you know, and you can fold it back up again sort of thing. So you can get them that actually fold out, so they take up less room if you wanted to go that route.
I'll check.
I wouldn't.
I don't think they're not putting the ladies.
No.
If they're the same size as the gents, they're definitely not big enough.
These are in the changing room.
I'm just trying to see. There is an old office in there, isn't there?
Is there a place where they get toilet rolls from that? A storage room?
Hang on. Bet's asked a question.
Sorry. Is there a storage area in there?
No, there's a pump room.
Pump room?
Yes.
There is a he has got a cupboard as well. You've got the pump room and he's got a cupboard for storage.
Do we think there's enough room for a baby changing table in the ladies' toilets?
Possibly one, you know, a fold out one. You could. But it would be difficult for somebody to get round to possibly the end toilet whilst it's being used.
Would it be a health and safety issue if it was down and someone came in and walked into it? Would it be an issue?
God, I don't know.
So I'm inclined to say no.
I mean, look, I've had twins and I have... I hate those things anyway. I hate the pull-down ones.
Never used one,
because
so, you know,
I often, as a mother, I always have a changing bag, and
yeah.
I had a mat with me,
yeah.
a fold-out mat, so I've changed my children on the floor rather than use one of those
yeah.
pulled-down
yeah.
ones, because if it's not looked after, you know, will it go?
And also, you have to remember, this is the toilets on the revetment, and you know, Dunmell, that it's going to be vandalised, so it's going to be having to be mended all the time.
If,
so
if the child wriggled off, fell on the concrete floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so
do
you,
we
get,
have some
you
sort
get
of
that anywhere. You know, I mean, you get that anywhere if they're being used. Don't
I think,
you?
I think there is a strap.
You don't have a notice disclaiming all that.
Yeah.
There isn't room, there isn't room.
Is it advisable, perhaps we ask the clerk to write back to the woman and say, there's not enough room,
we've checked
sorry.
It out, there's not enough room.
Yeah. Okay. Rather than get quotes and then just turn it down, and it's just decide now.
I had an email, which I think Paul saw, from the treasurer of the Friends of Broadley School, looking to assist the school with funding for their new library. Currently the school has small shelves, but they need to complete refurbishment, cost in excess of £20,000. No budget for this within the school. I've spoken to my neighbour, John Marshall, who's spoken with Paul Brady, who advised me to formally request it at the next council meeting.
I am aware that the PTA at the Broadley School recently changed all of its people. The new PTA seemed far more focused on, you know, school projects and that sort of bits and pieces. I know we still got money now. Would you say that that represents a grant request?
Yes.
Okay.
Shame they didn't get it in a long time,
didn't
they?
Well, we did agree, of course, that we kept money in our grant pot. And rather than spend it all on our last set of grants. So should we perhaps table to formally discuss as a grant request at the December meeting?
Broadley is still a local educational school, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you're a children's minister, or was.
Yes.
Can't they get anything from the education people?
It will come out of their normal school budget. And the normal school budget is
tight. That's what I thought.
This is the PTA are asking, so perhaps we ought to table it as a...
Yeah. I'll go back to them and ask them exactly how much they want.
Yeah.
They're not going to get £20,000.
No, they're not asking for it. I think because we've had a request for a grant, we should deal with it in the appropriate way, tabling it as a agenda item.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Dave.
That's all.
Yes, I couldn't believe that email from Island Roads when in its first words was that remedial work had been carried out on the list that they were given. And, I find that hard to believe. I really do. And the rest of the email is all double talk. I would still like to write back to Island Roads and arrange. The district steward lives in Lee Road there, you know, just up from the toilets, funny enough. But we get somebody from Arnhem Roads. I don't mind having a meet with them. Meet up in Lake, down by the old corp, by the Latter-day Saints place now.
Yeah.
And I'll take them down Roseway, Lake Green Road, Lake Common, Meadway and Roseway, and say, where's the remedial work done? There is more pothole in Lake Green Road than there is road.
Agreed.
And, you know, and then for turn around and say, you know, that remedial work has been carried out in there, well, I'm sorry, I would say, on average, I use that road at least 5 or 6 times a week. And Meadway and Roseway, well, they're just terrible, you know. And they're even worse now that Whitefibre have got their mitts on it. And as I say, if we can arrange for them to come down, and I'll have that email, I've got it, as we're walking around, I'll be reading it to them.
The
thing is, you see, if the remedial work, they're saying that they've filled in the potholes. Well, driving over tonight, I thought, actually, yeah, you can see there has been some potholes filled in. Doesn't mean to say they were filled in, you know, now. They could have been filled in years ago. But it's the actual resurfacing. Their contract said their first 7 years would be, all the whole island would be brought up to a certain standard. You cannot say that those roads are of a good standard, not even a fair standard. And that is what hits me.
I think a walk with the district steward around those roads would be beneficial. You may get the same flannel back again, saying that they are, you know, considered to be of a certain standard of road. But I think, as residents have raised it with us, I think it's right we invite the district steward to walk the patch with us. I'm all up. Yes, Beth.
Can you just add Dennis Road?
Yes,
it was on this. So
the thing is as well. The thing is as well is they said that there are no plans in the next 2 years to do these roads. They've not even carried out the simple one yet of doing the survey. In other words, the ground radar thingy that they do before they work out what needs to be done.
They haven't yet scheduled.
They do the major highways like Fairfield Crescent, which is a bloody. I'm getting mad now.
I think if we're all happy, I think we go back to Island Roads and say the council would like to walk the patch with the district steward.
Yeah.
And we'd invite anyone who wants to come to that walk round.
I'll
go around with agent.
I phoned Island Roads because I said I reported this. And I reported on the 12th of April. Island Roads said, this is before Mike's email. Island Roads said they'd done the remedial works in mid-May. And I said to Island Roads on the phone, I said, but what have you actually done? It was a temporary pothole, and it's all washed out. That was the remedial works in Rose Way. And they said they would come back down and have a look.
It's no coincidence that these roads have got humps in them.
No, I also know that Councillor Outlaw also regularly chase Island Roads, get people phoning about those potholes all the time.
Yeah.
They're just constantly banging the drum with Island Roads. But I think the walk with the steward.
Okay.
We've got to encourage our residents to get onto Island Roads and say, my road needs doing, my road needs doing, my road needs doing. And if they get inundated with you know, all the people in Lake phoning in or emailing them, perhaps they might think, hang on a minute, they're getting more of that.
Goes back to what you talked about earlier, doesn't it? Goes back to what we said earlier about
reporting. And we're putting ripples, encouraging people to, if your road is bad, report it to Island Roads.
So the action for Mike's to get the district steward a walk round with any councillors that want to attend. Yeah? Did you want to comment now?
I'll go along with it, Mr. Chairman.
Any more questions for the club? Yes, Jen, sorry.
It's took them 3 months to do. I did report it on Fix My Street. My elderly neighbours get in their car and right at the back on Leg Green Road.
Yeah.
We've got the pavement and then you've got the road. In between, there was Leg Green Road. It must have been about a foot or even deeper. And that had all gone the last 2 years. So, around a big drain as well.
Yep.
So they've just filled it in, but it's substandard. It doesn't look very good. It looks like they haven't pressed it right down. It looks quite, the surface is quite soft.
Raised, yeah.
Yeah. It took me 3 months.
A lot of the time they do a temporary job first. And then you come back, hopefully, within X amount of days and do a proper job.
We can walk that way with the district steward. We can put that on our walk with the district steward.
It's all a circular round.
Yeah.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It is?
Yeah.
But now I think it's a good idea.
Don't get me started on where Bet lives.
Dennis Road.
Do we have any more questions for Mike? Okay. County Council's report. Tig has kindly given a written report that I will read out. Firstly, please accept my apologies for not being able to attend tonight's Parish Council meeting, as my work with the United Nations has unexpectedly taken me away again. Additionally, I'll be unable to attend the December meeting as it clashes with an important meeting at County Hall, my committee I have to serve on. It's been a busy 2 months with residents' ward issues ranging from trees to potholes, Road safety continues to be a concern, not least at War Memorial Junction, junction between Manor Road and Newport Road, with traffic turning onto Newport Road endangering people on the crossing. We talked about Having spoken with residents in Lee Road, I've been working on a plan to remodel the parking in Lee Road to increase the number of spaces for people to park outside their own homes. Currently, vulnerable and disabled people are often unable to park outside their homes due to the layout of the road. There's a 20-foot wide pavement. If it wasn't if people park long ways, if the pavement was a normal size pavement, they could park that way and create about six.
Well, it was before Whitefiber started work.
Yeah, no comment. Having discussed this with Island Roads, they requested I submitted a proposal to the Highway Safety Improvement Register for consideration. I prepared a proposal to remodel the road and submitted this. Unfortunately, due to the fact that there are no plans to resurface Lee Road, this was immediately turned down by Island Roads and the council due to lack of funding. As a consequence, residents are now left in the status quo. I asked him about what he meant. If the road was due to be resurfaced at the same time, they could narrow the pavement and put parking spaces in. So when it does get resurfaced as part of the road order, they can do that, but they can't do it at the moment. During my time at the Council for Lake North, there have been problems with speeding along the fairway. I've explored this matter with Island Roads in the past due to the volume of traffic, the junctions and access to the school, no further traffic calming measures have been put in place. I'm currently exploring the possibility of having a flashing speed monitor installed to discourage some speeding. Doubtless this will come down to funding as well, but it's worth trying. I have apologised for speeding on the fairway. I did apologise to him. So he wants a flashing school. When you approach some schools, you get a flashing light show what speed you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do.
I thought there was one actually.
No,
that's
what he wants along the fairway.
A flashing
school,
yeah.
30 or whatever it is. I've been disturbed to read the reports of bottles being thrown from the cliff onto the revetment. It appears to be something that's happened from time to time over many years. A solution is very difficult to see bar more police patrols. To cover the whole cliff path with CCTV is unrealistic. Hopefully the police will find the culprits responsible for recent incidents. As Jack has reported earlier, progress has been made. As an Isle of Wight Council level, it's pleasing to see the application for drilling site in Arrowton being refused. Given that there are no material considerations that would negate this going forward, I do believe that we may see an appeal on this. However, this is undoubtedly one of the issues where local people should have a final say what happens in their community. That's Tig's report. If you have any questions for Tig, you can email to him or let me have them. He raises many issues that we're already aware of, like potholes and fairway speeding and stuff. There's a motorbike. It's 70 or 80 down the fairway. This morning I saw there's a green motorbike that goes down there every day at the rate of knots at the same time in the morning. I said, get his number plate, it's going too fast. That's the problem on a motorbike, they're going too fast. But again, it's reporting things. A green motorbike goes down the fairway 8 o'clock every morning doing 70 or 80 miles an hour. So the police have only got to be there one morning and they'll catch him. Well, I assume it's him, but they'll catch the person. But again, by reporting it time and time again, that's how things get dealt with. My report, two quick things. Firstly, the Stag Planning Commission has gone through. So the Stag will be now converted into 5 apartments. It was because parking was an issue, but it has gone through. The football club are extremely grateful for our donation for their CCTV. They've ordered it. Hopefully they'll get it installed as soon as possible, and they want to do some PR stuff with the council to show that we're working with them for youth football and the youth in the area when the CCTV is starting to work. The car lot next to Morrison's has quite often been raised as an issue for all sorts of reasons, with tyres being stored there and rubbish being burnt there. And I think working with the owner of the site has come to a bit of a impasse where he just won't do what he's told to do, so further action is now being considered by the Isle of Wight Council. We talked about the bungalow by the side of the footpath. The cemetery, as I said before, there's loads of vandalism at the cemetery. Gravestones being knocked over. Aidan and I were at the cemetery and we've seen damage up there. Thankfully, the police were regularly patrolling the area and the vandalism has now stopped. But what has come out is Cemetery Road is absolutely riddled with potholes. Worse than any other road that you mentioned earlier. In Madrid, not coming up Cemetery Road, it's horrible. But that is being repaired very shortly because it's a separate budget. Because the council own that road, it comes under the cemeteries and whatever budget.
Agreements.
That road is going to be repaired very shortly. I have to say that that site is run by the management team that effectively run the crematorium. And I've had two issues recently where residents have had trees growing through their fences, and they've been brilliant at cutting all the trees down, and have been really, the service from that department of the council has been absolutely excellent. Talked about the Fairway Junction, the meeting we've had. We've made progress a little bit because obviously we're going to get increased signage. I have to say that manager of Tesco has been really good at wanting to cooperate with us to get things sorted. Island Roads are still going to go back to an old plan to try and create a better setup there. But the final message is really, we've got to communicate any near misses, because that's what Jackie said earlier. The statistics show how busy and dangerous a road junction is. So the more statistics we get in place, then we say that's the biggest the worst junction on the island. They'll say, well, there's only been one accident there in the last year. There might have been 10 small accidents and a load of near misses on the Zebra Crossing. I don't know about it. Statistics don't, Island Roads know it's dangerous. We had a meeting with them, and Councillor Richard and Mike were there. They know, Island Roads know that's a really, really dangerous juncture, but the stats don't say that. And we've got to get to that point. Yes, Beth?
Even if a car whizzes straight past you,
I was on a zebra crossing at 11 o'clock this morning, and a white, whatever car shot past me, didn't stop and almost knocked me over. Yeah, and the more of those things that get reported,
they don't make it easy to report it.
They don't, and as Jeff acknowledged that the 101 system is shocking, the online system works, but we've got to encourage people to do that, to increase the statistics and show a true picture of that junction. So that's all my report. Questions, anyone?
We could always get some lights put in over the crossing, because I know where there's going some begging shortly.
Well, the zebra crossing?
Lights, yeah, make it into a puffing crossing. There'll be some going begging shortly.
It's not legally possible because it's too close to the junction.
You can't have zebra crossing at too close to the junction and too close to the bus stop. When it was originally designed...
It was tongue-in-cheek, Mr. Chairman.
No, seriously though, when it was originally designed, Island Roads wanted straight fairway, traffic lights, turn right and left. They didn't want all this, but that was poo-pooed by the council at the time.
And we were going to move the War Memorial from where it actually used to be, in the middle of the village, out to Thurles Green.
Seemed to be unmovable now.
It was about eight or 9 years ago.
They also talked about back entrance to Tesco's, one way in, one way out. All those ideas were poo-pooed. They've got a plan that will work. They explained it to Mike and Adrian and I. Plan that will work if the council will put a little bit of funding that way, and I think that's what we will push for. Island Road's latest idea, or not latest idea, but oldest idea, isn't it, Mike? To be revamped, put out again, and see if the council will fund it. Again, the stats will help that. The more near misses that come up, we don't want near misses. I'm not saying that, but
near misses are better than.
So,
Adrian's got Jackie's text. So, mobile, so we'll just tell Adrian all the near misses and he can just pass it all on.
Yeah.
You can be our...
It's no good
not to Jackie.
It to Jackie.
It's got to go on the proper police recording system, not to Jackie.
She said if she knows about it, she can pass it on.
Yes.
I think we ought to encourage direct reporting through the proper system.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The online system or the 101 system.
Yeah, we can get that into Ripples and you
yeah,
know,
and
really
I think that's a
really push it.
Yeah, Adrian's going to raise that point. I think for the next Ripples.
I'm sorry,
mate. For the next Ripples, I think we should put that in there. But that's an important point, actually. Yeah, Adrian.
It's fine. Well, that's all we're all here for. I was going to suggest, can we put something in the Ripples about with the web address for online pools reporting? And also, is it worth the council considering giving Jackie May a little column in there?
I believe that Kay has already spoken to Jackie about putting something in the Ripples.
Yeah, they've done that in the past.
And I think that's important. Yeah, we can organise that.
Dave Eastman used to write in there every perfect time. He was the sergeant we had before.
Happy with the reports of mine and Tix?
Yes.
Right. Councillors' reports, we'll go round. Jenny, anything you'd like to share?
No.
Beth? Sue?
No.
Dave?
No.
It's court tonight. Adrian?
Only a breakfast. Breakfast in the Bay. We had a Breakfast in the Bay meeting last week and they have received the grant money. A proportion of that's already been spent on Broadley. They got some breakfast cereals, they got their spreads and jams on that, and it was very grateful. They're all about now doing Breakfast in the Bay, all about. We're in the process of talking to Morrison's about getting 300 selection boxes that's dividing through all the schools right around. But yeah, the bulk of the money has been already been spent on Brooklyn.
Thank you. Okay. That just leaves us with the final part. Public question time. Just a reminder, it's questions from the public. Up to 3 minutes to speak, you have 15 minutes between you. Does anyone in the public wish to ask a question? Stephen.
Kindly to apologies for being slightly late because I had work meetings and other things. It's not really so much questions. I'll catch up with the recording, so that's good. I'm pleased I've got the recording because when I was in hospital, with the meetings. It's not really a question. Rubbish bins, Adrian mentioned earlier, it's probably been discussed. Same in Sandown, they're the ones that Island Roads use, but the doors keep blowing open in the wind. The question is, are they actually being locked by Island Roads, properly fully locked, which would help with these things being thrown off the bottles? I'm not convinced that Island Roads are actually locking the bins because when I look to them, they actually have a proper lock. If they were locked, you can't get any rubbish out of them. And also foxes and things like that. So that's a question. Christmas Remembrance Day service we sorted, so that should be fine. Tesco Express Junction, it's a nightmare. I've driven thousands of miles in my life. And that is the worst ever junction here in Lake. And I'm just adding it to the comments, so we're going to start putting them through. We have to get that upgraded somehow, in my opinion. Local PCSO reports, I did also speak to them about the missiles going off there. And I said, well, we didn't seem to be getting PCSO reports anymore at all the councils. So they said they're going to try and come along.
She was here earlier.
Exactly. So hopefully with Adrian and others, that's good to see that back. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'll catch up on the report. That's about it.
Thank you, Stephen. I saw three questions within that. In reverse order, PCSO reports, I have spoken to Jackie personally and said, look, if you're not going to be in a meeting, please give us a written report. And she said that this evening she would do that. Tesco's Junction, you've heard us talking here, it's about reporting these issues that happen there, because when we had the meeting, it was quite clear the stats don't show that. I know it's the most dangerous junction on the island, in my book, but every council would say that about their own ward. But the statistics, that's why Smallbrook Junction is being rebuilt now at an extortionate cost, because the stats show that's the accident hotspot on the island, because people report things that happen there. The bit about bins, it's more the type of bin. The bins we've got there, you can put your hand in and get things out. Whereas some bins, they're called compression bins. You can't get your hand in and get things out. The boxes go in the bin, you can put your hands in our bins, get stuff out and throw them. So it's the type of bins, more so than are they locked down. It's the, so that hopefully answers your three questions. And thank you for what you're going to do on Sunday. No more questions?
Just briefly.
John? No. Sorry? No? Well, they had a question, John?
No.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Meeting closed. On time. Or early, Mike.